The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Teresa in Washington, lovey, I know that you don't listen anymore, but I'm going to say thank you anyway. Thank you for the Christmas card.
Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, you sent me a little calendar. Not as nice as the big one last year. You cheaped out this year, huh, fat ass? Wonderful friend. You cheaped out. But it's lovely. I'm not looking a gift calendar in the mouth, and you know I need calendars.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I know that you don't listen anymore, but I'm going to say thank you anyway.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1552 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 7th of January 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all are going to play more voice letters, and I'm finally going to open some crema cards. Yes, Big Freddy. Hello, witches, titters, Big Freddy, that's vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I think you know why you are witches, titters, because, y'all, it's colder than a witch's tit. Big Freddy, vulgar. Y'all, before I forget it, y'all, I was looking through, one of the things that Big Fatty does at the coal mine is plan different travel for old coal miners. And, y'all, I was looking at an upcoming cruise, and, y'all, it makes a stop in Torsvann up there in the Faroe Islands. Y'all, I think I'm gonna schedule this cruise just so I can get off the boat and go hunt beaver. Big Fatty, please! So, anyway, y'all, it is chilly willy. My willy is chilly. It's vulgar. Y'all, it's supposed to go down to 17 degrees here in Charleston tonight. And y'all, the high on Tuesday, it's only supposed to be about 34, and then it's supposed to go down in the low 20s or 2, I say, Tuesday night. So, y'all, we're having to pull out the hamasol, the camisol, and the spamasol. Big Freddy, what is a spamasol? I don't know, but I bet the Laughing Buddha does. Big Freddy. But anyway, y'all, and I know a lot of you are... A lot colder than that, and you got all the snow and everything to deal with. We're not having any precipitation, anyway, y'all, it's chilly. It is just chilly. So, y'all, I got a couple of things on my list here before we get into the voice letters and the cans. Because, y'all, first of all, as far as the cans go, y'all, every can that I've read to this point is in the mail. It's in the mail. You know, it's with the check. It's in the mail. Be ready. I want to send a reminder, because, y'all, I just happened to go over on the Twitty, on the website, where it shows me where people are requesting to follow Big Fatty. And, y'all, if you don't tell Big Fatty that you want to follow him, y'all, I don't go over there that often. And, y'all, it was sitting over there waiting to follow Big Fatty the other day was that Hendrick from over there in the perfume Germany. And, y'all, he's Big Freddy, he's now following Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I hope you didn't have cabbage. Y'all, speaking of cabbage, I got a message from George in Atlanta on Monday morning, y'all, and it says, Big Fatty, I do indeed have a fear of cabbage. And, y'all, I had no idea what the fuck he was talking about. And then I got a message from that trucker, Alex, and it says, what it, you know, he goggled, what is the fear of cabbage called? And y'all, I'm going, what are they talking about? Y'all, I had no idea that I had had mentioned that Georgia and Atlanta had a fear of cabbage. And y'all, it's sad. It's just sad how quickly the nattering goes in and comes out, and it's gone. It's just gone, y'all. But y'all, do you know what the fear of cabbage is? The answer was there is no specific phobia for the fear of cabbages, but lichenophobia is the fear of vegetables. And y'all, I believe we all know someone, a former podcaster, who obviously has a fear of vegetables. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, I guess y'all, I'm going to try to get through as many of these cards as I possibly can. Y'all, our first card is from Bay City, Michigan, and Big Freddy, it's addressed to both of us. And y'all, let's just open it up here, and look at that. Look at that. It's the reindeer. It's the Wayne. With the Wayne deer. It's the reindeer on a quiz program, and Blitzen. It's Cupid and Blitzen and Comet, and Blitzen says, "I'll take grotesquely overweight holiday icons for 500, Alex." And y'all, I know this is bad, but y'all, when I read that, you know what I immediately thought of?
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Oh, Big Freddy, you're going to get in trouble. And y'all, on the inside it says, have a winning season. Much love, David, that blue jeans guy. And it says, Big Freddy, it was such an honor and pleasure to meet you in Vegas this year. You are such a light in the Pride 48 community, and no doubt in your corner of the world as well. Wishing you lots of love and many delicious gentlemen callers in the new year. See you in Vegas. And then there's a little something here for you, Poodle. Oh, Big Freddy, read it to me. I will. It says, Poodle, it was also great meeting you in Vegas. You're a beautiful person, and I am so much greater for having met you. See you also in Vegas.
Big Freddy, David was so nice. Isn't that sweet? Except he wore that weird wig.
Why was that? That wasn't a wig. Oh, okay. Y'all, the next one is addressed to Burkharder. And y'all, it is from up there in the Washington, D.C. And y'all, it's from Eric. And Eric, you didn't give me your return address, so I can't get you a card. So you'll have to e-letter that to me if you want a card. In here, look at that, it's the National Christmas Tree. And Eric, did you take that picture? That's just lovely. Oh, dear Gussie. And you open it up. Oh, look at that. And, it says, Big Freddy and Poodles. Oh, Big Freddy, there's two of us. Love to listen to the Poodle Cast. Oh, I'm sorry, the podcast. Big Freddy, I like Poodle Cast better. every day at lunch. Wonderful show, Eric Mean Keen in the District of Columbia. And y'all, he's got a picture on there of the Sea Lion Drag Show in the Galapagos. And y'all, there, what is this? Hang on the back of your Christmas wrecking ball ornament. And y'all, what is that girl's name that swings around on a ball? I don't remember what her name is, but I know y'all are all hollering it out. But Eric, that's just lovely. And I think you took those pictures, which makes it even lovelier. And Eric, like I say, if you want a card back, you're going to have to send me your mailing address, or I can't do it. Yes, Big Freddy!
Big Daddy, oh, he is fat is sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Bacon.
Hey, poodle, it's Bacon.
Hi.
Can you put fart on?
Anyway.
Okay, now go hide in the corner.
Okay.
Just play with your kitty and
okay.
Stuff your ears.
Okay.
So fart.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether or not I created a monster, but my daughter claims to believe in the, you know, fat guy in the red suit. So, you know, and we all do. And so basically it's my fault. She asked for her third eye touch last year, and she said, fine, I'll ask Santa. When she ruined the second one, she gave me a hug and she looked up at me and she said, well, at least you didn't buy it. Santa did, so, you know, I shouldn't care about being out $299. So anyway, I said, well, I guess you'll have to ask Santa. Well, Santa came through and even had inscribed on the back of it, always believe. Well, anyway, I am out shopping, and she asked Santa for Sims expansion packs this year. And, you know, I just hope she doesn't know how to check Santa's credit card or find out how Santa added those onto that laptop. But she also asked Santa for Ducky PJs for the dog. And Santa forgot to place the order. And when Santa went to place the order, she's looking at 18 days shipping. So Santa will be gifting the dog a ducky, a rubber ducky. And we'll just try to pass it off as a complete misunderstanding. So anyway, I know I'm supposed to be on hiatus, so I'm a little frustrated. I'm driving down the street and this little old woman is like, this is like high or a lot of traffic. And are you still there? Anyway, she's like running across the street. It's 11 degrees and the roads are icy and it's the main street that goes like through the town. It's like, are you crazy? All right. Of course, who should I be calling crazy? I'm sitting here trying to convince a dog that Santa did not mean to, well, they were supposed to be duck pajamas.
Okay, I see. Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, I apologize that these are not timely, but I can assure you that Big Fatty listened to all the calls when they first came in. So I heard them in a timely manner. It's just you're not hearing them in a timely manner. And y'all, when this one first came in, I thought to myself, I got nothing. I've just got nothing. And y'all, here it is several weeks after Crema now, and y'all, I still got nothing. I got a doggy duck pajamas, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Skeeter from Key West calling in for Tuesday. I say Tuesday's question number two for a week of Ask Big Fatty. I would like, cue that beautiful bean footage.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, it's Axe Big Fatty Week with Skeeta, and y'all, let's see what Skeeta's gonna ask Big Fatty today, Skeeta?
Big Fatty, I would like to know, what's the name of the music you play right before you talk about the skull each day?
Oh,
thank you.
Well, thank you, Skeeta, and y'all, well, first of all, Skeeta, thank you so much for having coming up with this idea of the Axe Big Fatty Week. I think it's just lovely, and it's a way to, you know, if there's a new listener out there that is, you know, made the New Year's resolution that they're going to just ruin their New Year. I want 2014 to be ruined. I'm going to listen to Big Fatty every day. That's perfect. And you know that they may not know about the skull and the skull music, but Skeeta, first of all, thank you so much for the question, and it's an excellent question. It's an excellent question, and the skull update is what that segment is called, and There are two versions of the Skull Update music. It's the it's basically the Skull Update, and then we've got the Tropical Skull. And y'all, I don't remember who it was that composed the Tropical Skull, but y'all, it's a favorite. It's a favorite, and I would think it would be a huge favorite down there in the Key West. But that's the name of the music. The name of the music is called the Skull Update or the Tropical Skull. Big Fatty, it doesn't have another name. Well, it may have, but I can't reveal that. Yeah, gotcha, y'all. We've got a couple of minutes here. You know, I think I'm gonna try to slip in a couple of more Chroma Cards. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I really want to get these open. Y'all, this next one is from Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And let's just open it up here. Let's see what we got in here. Oh, look at that, Big Fatty. It's a kitty. Oh, dear Gussie. Big Fatty, it's a kitty and a puppy dog. And it says, Crema greetings. And y'all, the kitty cat's outside. And the puppy dog is looking out the door at it, and it says, wishing you a crema filled with wonderful surprises. The only cat we could find, Miss Kitty and Olive. Well, that's lovely. I think that's just as cute as it can be, especially because the cat's outside. Big Fatty, that's not nice. Y'all, the next one. This is a fancy one, y'all. This is from the Bakersfield, California. Big Fatty, that's lovely. And it's a fancy envelope. It's got stars all over it. And there's a snowflakes. And there's a snowflake seal on the back of it and everything. Look at that poodle. Big Fatty, it's covered in glitter. Oh, it's lovely. And oh, dear Gussie, y'all, this really is fancy. It says peace, joy, and hope on the front. Y'all, it really is shiny and glittery. And on the inside, it says, this crema hope that warmth, joy, and peace and goodwill are real gifts and you can feel all around. And it says, best wishes this holiday season from Alfred and Eric. Alfred and Eric, that's lovely. I know Eric listens. I'm not sure about Alfred, but it was sweet of him to sign. He might, though. I don't know. Y'all, our next guy is from Santa Clarita. Big Fatty, is that near Santa Clausita? No, I don't think so. And y'all, it's in a red envelope. And on the inside, oh, Big Fatty, it's a puppy dog with a bow on its head. And it's got glitter on it, and it says, Merry Crema, Big Fatty. A crema wish all wrapped and tied, especially for you. Hope your holidays are happy and your New Year's perfect, too. XOXO. Y'all, it is from the Gravitas. Big Fatty, I know the name. Ooh. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all. Big Fatty, I know the name Gravitas, but who is that? Well, Poodle, Gravitas is the number one fan of the BFO for 2013, and he's going to get replaced in just a few weeks. Oh, Big Fatty, I had forgotten about that. By the way, Gravitas, you didn't give me a return address, so I can't send you a card back. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Vons. Yo, yo, yo! And y'all, evidently, she's become her living room has become religious. It's holy now. Big Fatty, it's not holy. It's full of holes. But y'all, she's complaining about Big Fatty's crema card. And Vera, anything you want to say about today's show?
I know that you don't listen anymore, but I'm going to say thank you anyway.
Oh no, we listen and we want those little children back.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.